Blog Talk Radio.
Study show. A study where we help immerse you into fundamentals, which is the fundamentals of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and the fundamentals of his people, our people. If you get your fundamentals right, you'll get everything else right. Our version of study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and his people, his heritage, his service, his sons, his daughters, focused on one thing, the truth, the so-called Old Testament, which doesn't need a support system of your enemies. Yes, I do mean that, a support system of your enemies, their God, their fundamental system, their red letter version of these studies. Our job is to get you spiritually in a frame of mind that you can understand the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You can understand your people. You see, we are totally confused about everything when it comes to Yah. And certainly we're totally confused about everything when it comes to one another. In regards to one another, that's why we choose to seek each other out not for a gathering, but simply to show I'm better than you are, or simply to say, let's argue, fuss, and fight. Those dynamics of a nation is not reflective of your ancient nation. Those are reflective of your social engineering and conditioning by virtue of your enemies, brought to you by their red letter version. It's true. You are divided in every sense of the word. You're divided in all your actions. You're divided in all that you do far as jobs concerned, because you don't know the who, what, when, where, and how. You don't know your fundamentals. And if you don't get your fundamentals correct, everything else will be at a total disarray. And far as the Most High is concerned, you certainly won't know how to communicate with him. You certainly wouldn't know what he wants from you or what he expects from you. And you'll certainly be doing what you've been doing, doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, howsoever you want to do it. And that's called being stiff-necked and stubborn. But if you want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, come study with us. We'll teach you about humility. We'll teach you your spinach is humility. We will teach you what Yah expects of you. No, not when Yah super. I don't expect anything from anyone of you. But we'll teach you what Yah expects of you in regards to himself and in regards to his brothers and sisters. Some of you playing about this. You're not serious. And Katria mentioned it yesterday. See, you can give lip service to all you want for as Yah is concerned. Oh, I love Yah. I love my brothers and sisters. But the heart speaks volumes. The heart speaks a different language for as Yah is concerned. And it's reflective in your treatment towards your brothers and sisters. So stop giving lip service to Yah. Give heart service to Yah. Your whole self, not half of you, not part of you, not a piece of you, but all of you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And perhaps you're wondering, Yom Suf, who are you talking about? What are you making? Talking about the we. There are student teachers just like Yom Suf. Sister Aviyah from New York City, she's on a sabbatical. She'll be back, but she's studying with us. And Brother Cottrell of New York City. And this I know about them, by virtue of their actions. They love the Most High with all their heart, not all their lip service. With all their heart, not their lip service. Mind, soul, and strength. And they love their brothers and sisters as they love themselves. Meaning that they love themselves. And surely they love their brothers and sisters too. They see them as a treasure in the eyes of the Most High. They see them as servants of the Most High. They see them as sons and daughters of the Most High. They see them as a special treasure of the Most High. They see them as such that they don't use colorful language to distinguish them. They don't call them, hey, my nigga. Hey, my nigga. Hey, you my nigga. No, I'm not your nigga. Okay? I'm a special treasure of the Most High, and certainly they are too. But because we've been socially engineered at our fundamentals, that we take the words of our enemies, a word that was meant to be despicable, a word that was meant to be deplorable, a word that was meant to tear you down from the top to the bottom. And we've adopted that word because we don't know who we are and what we are and what we should be doing. We've adopted an ugly word, nigga, 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 you my nigga. And we think there's something cute. No, it's not nothing cute. And now, like I said, I ain't your nigga. I'm a child of the Most High. I'm a servant of the Most High. I'm a heritage of the Most High. I'm a son of the Most High. And I honor that position. And so should you. Get your fundamentals right, people. And you will get everything else right. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, I will bring Brother Cottrell, unless Sister Aviyah hit number one, meaning that she wants to speak. She's, right now she's on a sabbatical. She's going to study right along with us. Okay? Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, oh my soul. and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the Yom Suf, shalom. Saviyah, and all the family that's out there, shalom. And most I bless y'all. How you doing, Yom Suf, Ari? Set a mouthful.
Shalom, my brother. I'm doing well. What about yourself and the family?
I'm grateful to Yah, thankful to Yah that he's sustaining and maintaining us, providing his providence over us. All I can be is thankful. Praise Yah,
my brother. My friend, Aki.
No doubt. And the fact that our brother Moshe not only loved Yah, had a solid relationship with the Creator, but Moshe loved his people.
Exactly.
And he prayed for them.
Exactly.
He, intervened for them.
Exactly.
It ain't about this, you or me. I got all this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We have to love our people because we're precious in the Most High sight. So
exactly.
That's how we have to see each other, man. And
exactly.
It's unfortunate that we're hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious, but we have to change that.
Exactly.
And be humble before Yah humbles us.
Praise
Yah. We need to humble ourselves before Yah humbles us.
Praise Yah.
Because we don't have no humility with us. And that's the problem.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Kadri. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Kadri, for sharing that with us. Because
yes,
you're certainly correct in that regard, brother. Humbleness is our spinach, like spinach just pop out. So if you think you got a special name, you think you know a little bit more than the next brother and our sister, are you doing a little bit more good than the next brother and our sister? That in itself does not suffice. That alone does not suffice. You must be humble before Yah. Yah, you must learn to love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself, knowing that they have been socially engineered and conditioned, knowing that they have been turned into the monstrosity that they have become, and knowing that they didn't have any choice in the matter. Our ancients dropped the ball. And because they dropped the ball, we are a continuation of the madness, stiff-necked and stubbornness. When are we going to learn, brothers and sisters? When are we going to learn? Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, Kadri. Kadri, any remarks before we move right along into deep Baram?
Only that we need to learn how to love each other, because each and every one of us have talent that the Most High has created us with. And we, you know, exalt our brothers and sisters that make it in the celebrity world because they're unique.
Right.
Our enemy said that we can't do this and we can't do that. And we've proven beyond their limitations of what they see of us that we can go beyond what they say, what they think that we can do.
Exactly.
So we see our brothers and sisters out there and we, you know, exalt and praise their shining. But imagine all of us shining in unity because we love each other.
Exactly.
And that's what we need.
Brother, you said a mouthful there. We need that. We need humility. We need love for one another. Instead of castigating, finger pointing, as if Yom Suf alone is better than anyone. Yom Suf alone is not better than anyone. Yom Suf need us all hands on deck. All men, all women, and all children. That's where my comfort zone lies. And surely that's where your comfort zone should lie. Not that, with this little church stuff we got going on. With this little religion divided mess we got going on. We're told to gather thyself together, not divide thyself into groups and congregations and with charismatic leaders. There's only one leader, and that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Why not follow him? Why not do what he said? Praise Yah and bless his holy name, God, Jim.
And the thing is, Yamsu.
Yes.
We're going to find out tonight that it ain't because we're so righteous.
Right.
And holy.
Oh, yeah.
Before the Most High. It's not because you're so righteous.
Right.
And holy before the Most High. Because ain't none of us without sin and iniquity. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
King Solomon said it. There is no man without sin or iniquity.
Exactly.
So it ain't because of your righteousness. You know what it's for? is for the glory of our Creator.
Exactly. To do what he says, when he says, and how he says, and if he says jump, you say hi, hi. Praise God. Cottrell is so correct.
And that's for all mankind, not just for Israel, but for all mankind.
All mankind. You know, Cottrell, fellas, I was watching Gold Up My Ear. You know, the little prime minister back in the 70s of so-called Israel. You see, I watch these things to get a gist, a tab on Edom and Esau. That's why I watch them. You know, and you do well to not only study, most importantly, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, but to study the universe. Study the universe. And use the Most High Word as a template and study the universe. Apply it like the Most High Word is crystal clear. You can see right through it. But if you put it on everything that's going on in the universe, the Most High will point you in the right direction. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, fellow students. Cottrell, fellow students, praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell and fellow students, your righteousness is not going to get you nowhere. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell and fellow students, everything that you get, everything that you want, the words that proceeded out the mouth of Yah is those things that you most first hold dear to. That and that alone. Everything else comes in second place. So please turn to us to Yah's word. And Devarim, I'm not talking about Deuteronomy. I know your enemy. The Greeks said that's the name of this book. That is not the name of this book. The book name is Devarim, meaning the words of Yah brought to you by way of Moses and his last days. A review of us as a people, a review of Yah's word, and what's going to work for us, what has been working on us, and what will continue to work on us, pride and a lack of humility, and thinking that you're righteous just because the Most High chose you. No, you. Let's get with it. Chapter 9. I stand corrected. Chapter 9. Israel's rebellion review. It's a review of our indictment as a people. And Moses said, oh, hear, O Israel, you are to cross over Jordan today and go into the depossessed nations greater and mightier than you, than yourself. Cities great and fortified up to the very heavens. As a people great and they tall. The descendants of the Anakim, the giants, whom you know, in whom you heard it said of them, who can stand before the descendants of Anak, the giants? Therefore, understand today that Yah your Elohim is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. Yah got that covered. Don't worry about how tall they are. Don't worry about they look like Shaq. Don't worry about they look like all them all tall basketball players, for he would destroy them and bring them down for you. Yeah, go ahead, Cottrell.
We talking about the same land, right?
Same land.
That Abraham lived in?
Yes.
That Isaac lived in?
Yes.
And that our father Jacob lived in. They lived in the land of Canaan amongst these giants.
Exactly.
Were they afraid?
No. That matter of fact, they didn't even mention them in the sense of the word, like they had some trepidation about these fellows. They didn't care how tall they were. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So Yah is trying to tell us, as a nation, we don't have to fear them at all.
Exactly.
There's no problem with them. Nations that's greater than you, mightier than them, mightier than you. You don't have to fear them. Why? Because I'm with you.
Well, Cottrell, if a lot of us met King Darwin today, you know what we would say about King Darwin? I thought you was taller than that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were taller than that. But he had a big heart. It ain't the size of the dog in the fight, Cadrell. It's the size of the heart. Heart. Heart, brothers and sisters. The righteousness of Yah. The relationship with Yah is in the dog. And I ain't talking about we dog, man. But you get what I'm talking about.
And you know, so that's why I love the NBA.
Uh-huh.
You know what the NBA is, right? The National Basketball Association.
Exactly.
You know why I love the NBA?
Why is that?
Because the NBA got giants, don't they?
Yep, they got giants.
Dudes at 7 foot, 7'5", 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", 6'11", 6'7".
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you see guys like Muggsy Bogues, who's only 5'3".
Right.
Going up against dudes
yeah.
of that size.
You
with
know
no fear.
Yeah, you know the little light-skinned brother that plays for, had won all the previous championships. Yeah, you know, this guy's about 6'1", the light-skinned young brother. That you know
about Steph Curry.
Yeah. Steph ain't that tall, but
no,
Steph be going all around them cats, man.
Like they ain't nothing.
Like they ain't nothing.
All right, so you ain't got to fear giants.
No.
Which Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob saw, you know, dealt with.
Exactly.
Right? They lived in the land of Canaan. Now all of a sudden you got 600,000 warriors and we scared of the giants? Come on, man. Come on, man.
What did they do that at, Cartrell?
And they knew the history of our fathers. They knew Abraham lived in Canaan. They knew Isaac lived in Canaan. They knew our father Jacob lived in Canaan.
Exactly.
And then he went down into Egypt, and now he's coming out.
Right.
Now you got 600,000 warriors. And you're afraid to go in there? And you saw what Yah did to Mizraim. You saw that?
Exactly.
And you still afraid? Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's an indictment. That's an indictment on a lack of humility before Yah. And just a false sense of pride, Cartrell. Or a total reliance on oneself instead of total reliance and wholly on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov.
So I ain't your father, Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob. They didn't rely on what they saw. Because they saw the same thing you saying Israelites are seeing. They saw the Anakim, the Zamzumim. They saw the giants.
Right.
They wasn't afraid of those giants.
No.
Because they knew that Yah was with them.
Now we're afraid of a leaf that falls off a tree, Cartrell. God said that would happen to us under this curse. We're afraid of our own shadow. It's true.
And what did he tell us, Yamsu?
Mm-hmm.
He told us to fear not, right?
Exactly.
The only thing you need to fear, Israel, is me.
Exactly.
That's the only thing we need to be fearing.
Therein lies our dilemma, my brother.
So don't fear nations that are greater and mightier than you.
And all the
nations on the planet Earth at this present time are what? All the
greater,
nations on the planet are greater and mightier than us. But do we have reason to fear them?
We
don't have no reason to fear them.
But we do. We shouldn't.
The Most High protected us against the superpowers, like you said yesterday.
Right.
The Most High protected us against America. Because America would have us like the Navajo, the Cheyenne, the Mohawk, the Seminole, the Blackfoot, the Cherokee. Do you see them people today?
Not very minimum. And
oh,
and
no.
The ones that you see are on reservations.
And they hate African Americans more than they hate the people that I just mentioned.
Exactly.
But because of Yah's providence, because of Yah's refuge, because of Yah's choice, guess what? We're still here today.
Still here, my brother. Still here.
Amen. On the Blog Talk, a real people show, and they can't stop it, can they?
Bless his holy name. They certainly can't.
All right.
Thank you, my brother. Yah says also, by virtue of this review of Israel's rebellion, Yah, your Elohim is he who goes before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. So you should drive them out and destroy them quickly, as Yah has said to you. Do not think in your heart, after Yahweh Elohim has cast them out before you, saying, oh, the reason why I got it like this is because my righteousness that Yah has bought me to possess this land.
Don't that sound like we sound like today?
You better believe it.
We think we're more righteous than anybody else.
You better believe it.
In the lands of our captivity. Y'all gonna save me because I'm more righteous than you.
As my Latin American brothers and sisters said, Katya, I don't think so, amigo. Okay?
So it's not because of our righteousness that Yah is doing these things, right?
Exactly.
No matter how righteous you are, because Yah kicked the righteous and the unrighteous out of our land, out of our country. Because he could have kept the righteous in the land and maintained the nation of Israel. But he ain't do that, did he? He kicked everybody out, didn't he?
Exactly.
Because it's not because of our righteousness. Oh, I'm good, Yah. I've done righteousness. I'm more holier than my brothers and sisters. Yeah, I ain't looking for that. Kick everybody out. Everybody.
Right. Exactly.
What does that tell you?
You
it
think
about
as,
us.
Yeah, you
it's
think
not
as
about
a broken.
Us.
You think as a broken if you think that your righteousness alone in itself suffices. It does not. It never has. It never
then,
will.
And now. It's not because of our righteousness. It's not.
No.
And don't think that you're going to do iniquity and get that task card.
No.
Because Yah's looking for us to do what's right and pleasing in his eyes. But it ain't because of that he's saving the world.
Right.
It's because of his name's sake that he's going to save the world.
Yeah. And we need to learn to do good in spite of that. And the reason why? Because the weakness of these nations that Yah is driving them out from before you, because of their weakness. It is not because of your righteousness or the upright of your heart that you go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that Yah your Elohim drives them out from before you. And he
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got to stop it right there. Because what I said yesterday applies to what we're reading now.
Exactly.
The Most High sent how many angels to Sodom and Gomorrah?
Two.
Did they have pity on the people of Sodom and Gomorrah?
No, they did not.
Who did they kill?
All the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Man, woman, and child. How many people made it out?
Only Lot. His wife and two daughters, and his wife didn't really make it that far because she turned around because that's where hard was.
Here
and she turned a pillow of salt. But actually, only three made it out.
And we say Sodom and Gomorrah, but in actuality, there was four cities that was destroyed.
Exactly.
Four. If you read the history, which we ain't going to go back into, you got to read it for yourself. Yah destroyed four cities, not just Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly.
The men didn't make it out. The women didn't make it out. The children didn't make it out. Why? Because they had a culture of wickedness that wasn't pleasing to the Most High. So, I say that to say this. The Sodomites and the Gomorrahites were Canaanites.
Exactly.
And their lifestyle wasn't unique to the Canaanites.
No,
which
it
is why the Most High gave the nation of Israel the assignment of wiping them out completely.
Exactly.
So you have to understand that. So
certainly
we don't have a beef when Yah sends the angels in to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Now he's sending the nation of Israel in to destroy the Canaanites because it's all part of the same family, the same branch. They're doing the same thing.
Exactly.
But you got a problem because we're a nation. And you say we're committing genocide against the Canaanites. No, Yah said destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would give us victory. We're not fighting the battle. He said he's going to destroy them and you will drive them out. Once Yah destroys them, after he destroys them, we come in and we drive them out. So you got to know the formula that Yah is presenting here. This is Yah's command. This is not us leaning on our own understanding, just destroying nations just to be destroying nations.
Exactly. Thank you, Cadrill. And it says, he may fulfill the word which Yah swore to your fathers. That's why he's doing this. To Abraham, as Cadrill mentioned, Isaac and Yaqub. Therefore, understand that Yah your Elohim is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness. And Yah knows thy shortcomings. He said, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget how you provoke Yah. Let me show you how Yah is stiff-necked and full of pride and stubbornness, self-righteous. You provoke Yah your Elohim to wrath in the wilderness. For the day
are we still
that
same way today?
You better believe it.
Okay.
From that day you departed from the land of Mazaram until you came to this place. You've been rebelling against Yah from the very beginning. You've been rebelling against Yah. Also at Horeb, you provoked Yah to wrath, so that Yah was angry enough with you to have you destroyed. When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the country, which Yah made with you, and I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water during that time frame. Then Yah delivered to me two tablets of stone written with the finger of Yah. And on them were all the words which Yah had spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yah gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the contract. Then Yah said to me, arise, go down quickly from here, for your people, whom you bought out of the Nile, Yah, that ain't completely true. Now, they may be my people, but I didn't bring them out of another man. But you discounted us. You pushed us aside. Yah said, your people, whom you bought out of the middle realm, has acted corruptly, and we still do. You have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molten image, all your little crosses around your neck, all your star Davids, all your emblems of Buddha, all your Lutheran Catholic Church, all your Baptist Catholic Church, all your Roman Catholic Church. Oh, y'all love molding images. You always have. Furthermore, y'all spoke to me saying, I've seen this people. Indeed, they are stiff. They want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, and they want to bring it to me and me rubber stamp it.
Have we changed?
No, bro, we ain't changed. We ain't changed.
Okay.
That I may destroy them and blot out their name from under the heaven.
So if we don't change, what y'all gonna do?
Blot out our name from under the heaven.
If we don't change what?
I will blot out their name from under heaven.
So we got to stop being stiff-necked, hard-headed, and rebellious to the word of Yah.
Exactly.
Right?
True be told. Thank you, brother. And he says to Moses, I will make you a nation mightier and greater than they.
Can Yah do that?
Yeah, he can do it.
Oh, yeah.
He can do it. So Moses said, I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire. And the two tablets of the contract were in my two hands. I looked and behold, you had sinned against Yah your Elohim and made for yourself a molded calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way which Yah had commanded you. Then I took the two tablets. I threw them down throughout of my hands and broke them before your eyes. And then, Moses, I humbled myself and fell down before Yah. At the first 40 days and 40 nights, I neither ate bread nor drank water because of all your sin which you committed in doing wickedly in the sight of Yah to provoke him to anger. Yes.
How long did it take us to turn away from Yah?
Man, it didn't take a good 40 days.
And don't the New Testament do that same thing?
Oh, yeah.
How quick are we turning away from the words that Yah commanded us to do?
Oh, we're quick. Like I said, it didn't take a good 40 days, brother.
right.
Thank you, Katria. And Mosey said, I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which the I was angry with you to destroy you. But because I humbled myself and I prayed for you, it's not saying that, but you can gather that and glean that from what happened with Mosey throwing himself down, prostrating himself before Yah and praying for us. Yah listened to me at that time.
What he do?
Also, he listened to me at that time.
What he do?
He listened to me at that time.
And he listened to the one man, Moshe, to do what?
To pray for the nation, for their rebellion.
So Moshe saved the whole nation with a prayer.
He certainly did.
How powerful is that?
That's powerful, brother.
So we don't need to only be praying for ourselves. We talk about being like King David. You think we need to be like Moshe?
I think so, my brother. We need to humble ourselves. We need to commit ourselves to Yah holy. We need to prostrate ourselves before Yah. And as you said, not only pray for ourselves, pray for our nation also.
So if Moshe had the mentality that we got today, he would say, go ahead, Yah, destroy them. Make me a nation. Because I'm righteous.
Right. That's how some of us do it, Kajir. They don't have the right mind. They don't have the right mind, Kajir.
Make me a nation, Yah, because I'm righteous. They ain't listening. These niggas ain't listening to you.
Exactly.
That's how we think today. These niggas ain't listening to you, Yah. Make me a nation.
Exactly.
Moshe wasn't like that, was he?
No, he was not.
Okay. We need to be more like Moshe.
Yeah, and
stop leaning on our own understanding.
Right. We should be more.
Because you know why? Because you know why? The Most High heard Moses' prayer, didn't he?
He certainly did.
And he did make Moshe a nation like he could have.
Exactly. No, we did.
All right. So we need to know that. That's our history. In our history, the Most High could have destroyed all 12 tribes, kept his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and made Moses a nation.
Exactly. Thank you,
so
brother.
We thank our brother, Moshe, the prophet. We love him because he saved all of us, not just once, but three times.
Praise God.
Praise God, with his prayer. So we have to pray for our people.
Exactly. So Moses said, thank you, brother. So I prayed for Aaron, too.
Uh-oh, you did what?
I prayed for Aaron, my brother, too.
That's how Aaron survived.
Yeah.
If Moses didn't pray for Aaron, Aaron might be dead. And he would have never made the priesthood if Moses didn't pray for his brother, his flesh and blood. Because he could have been angry with Aaron, right? He could have been real angry with Aaron. You did this, my brother? Yo,
come on,
that's
bro.
You, man.
Mm.
That's you. Why would you do that?
Exactly.
But and he prayed for him. And Yah showed mercy to Aaron, his brother.
Exactly.
How many of us would do that?
Exactly. So I prayed for Aaron.
Okay.
Also at the same time. Then I took your sin. The calf which you had made and burnt it with fire, crushed it, ground it very small until it was fine as dust. I threw its dust in the book that descended from the mountain. And he goes in addition to what we did. Also at Tabara, Massa, and Kabbalah, Havata, you provoke Yah to wrath again. Likewise, when Yah sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you. Then you rebelled again against the commandments of Yah, your Elohim. You did not believe him nor obey his voice. Yah says, you have been rebellious against Yah from the very day I knew you. And still are, Katriel. Still are.
We don't believe him. Nor do we obey his voice to this day.
No. And Yah ain't lying.
But that's what we're trying to get to, right? Believe in what Yah has said. And to obey what he's telling us to do.
You better believe it, my brother. Those that understand Yah, those that are humble before Yah, understand the dynamics of the relationship. Moses said, thus I prostrated myself before Yah 40 days and 40 nights. I kept prostrating myself because Yah had said he would destroy you. Therefore, I prayed to Yah. And I said, oh, Yah, Elohim, do not destroy your people and your inheritance, whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have bowed at the Mediram with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Yah, Abraham, whom you made this promise to, Isaac, whom you made this promise to, Yaqub, who you made this promise to. Do not look on the stubbornness of this people. I know you're not lying about my people, Yah, but don't focus on that, Yah, or on their wickedness or their sin. Don't focus on that, Yah. Lest the land which you bought us should set, because Yah was not able to bring them to the land which he promised them, because he hated them. You don't want that said of you, Yah, that you hated us. He has brought them out to kill them in the world. Yet, you give them to me, Yah. Yeah, they my brothers and sisters. But you bought them out of Mataram. Because that's what he's telling Yah. Yet, they are your people, Yah. Your inheritance, whom you bought out by your mighty power, by your outstretch. I came along with him, Yah. I did what you said to do, Yah. I took them two staffs. I went up for Pharaoh. I did what you said, when you said, and how much you said. And you said, jump. I said, hi. That's what I did, Yah. Yes, they are my people, Yah. I love them. I know they crooked than a dog's hind leg. And I ain't seen a dog yet with no straight back legs. I know they like that, Yah. But you made promises, Yah. You made promise to Abraham. You made promise to Isaac. You made promise to Yaqub. And Yah, truth be told, you made promise to me. And I'm on my knees because I know you the creator. I'm on my knees. I need you. I'm on my knees because I can't do nothing. I don't know nothing. And I ain't trying to do nothing. I'm humble before you, Yah. I know their shortcomings just like you know their shortcomings, Yah. And you knew they were like this in the very beginning, Yah. But they are yours. They're not Moses. This on you, Yah. Don't destroy them. Work with them like I'm working with them. I'm a human being, Yah. If I can exercise love toward them, certainly you can do much more than me, which he does, and he do. But what part you playing? Are you showing love to your brothers and sisters, or you think you something special? Yeah, you may be something special. You may be a legend in your own mind, but you ain't special as you think you are. Instead of you indicting the nation, yeah, I know we're crooked than a dog's hind leg. Why don't you try praying for the nation like Moses? Instead of you finger pointing at the nation, won't you pray for the nation like Moses? Instead of you looking down your nose at the nation, won't you prostrate yourself before Yah and make Yah own up to his promises, just like Moses is making Yah own up to your promises, Yah. I didn't bring them out of Mataram. You did. By your mighty and outstretched hand. That's what y'all all be doing. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Cotriel. Cotriel, what say you, brother? And we got somebody with the hand up. Y'all going to have to wait now. Because we ain't through with the study. Why y'all going to throw your hand up? You ain't finished listening to the study. Where you do that at? Cartrell, finish up, my brother.
Well, we don't blame the people throwing their hands up because this is an exciting topic.
And let them finish here in the story. First, the Most High said.
No doubt. No doubt. And you got control of that.
Before he hears.
You got control of that. You got control of that. Okay. You let them ask that question when they know the time is right.
Exactly.
But,
everything. That's what King Solomon said.
We see that Moshe is bringing Yah off his emotions. He's asking Yah not to destroy the nation of Israel because we're rebellious, we're hard-headed, we're stiff-necked, and we don't want to listen. Moshe is throwing himself on the line for his people, and he could have been selfish. Listen, Yah, these people are frustrating me. I'm trying to guide them. I'm trying to lead them. I'm trying to give them your word. And they're just not listening. Go ahead. Make me a nation. Because I know my children, me and my house, are going to listen to you. And that's the attitude of most of our people today. They're not concerned about the rest of us. This is why we love our brother, the Prophet Moshe. Because he could have said, go ahead, yeah. Do what you want to do. Destroy them. Because they're hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious.
And
I don't know when they're going to ever listen to your instruction. I don't know when they will ever listen to your instruction. But as for me and my house, I'm going to make sure that like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my house, Moses' house, is going to listen to you. But he didn't do that. He prayed that Yah shows his loving kindness and tender mercy to our people, which the Most High did. He said, okay, Moses, I'm not going to destroy them. I hear what you're saying, brother, because it don't look good that I just brought them out here to destroy them in my anger. And I'm sure the Most High was appreciative of of Moshe's plea not to destroy us as a nation. So we thank our brother Moshe that he had all of our people in his heart, mind, and spirit. And he wasn't just thinking about himself. Because a lot of us today, we only think about ourselves. And we don't think about our people. F them niggas. That's what we say. No. Our people are our people. When I see you, I see me. And that's how we have to see it. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And contrary, he very well could have said, Most High, the reason why I ain't going over to Jordan is because of them. So you're right.
Yep.
Do what you do. Do what you do. But if this man is so loving toward his people, very people that provoked him to anger, instead of him speaking to the rock, he struck the rock, which caused him to stay over the Jordan and not go over. If this man can show the love for these people, I'm thinking the most, I said, certainly I can do much better than Mose. Y'all need to learn how to exercise some love and consideration and compassion toward one another. Y'all need to learn to exercise some doing some good for one another and instead of running around talking about folk, putting folk down, thinking you better than sliced bread. You ain't no better than now, one of your brothers and sisters. Stop playing with yourself, okay? And humble yourself like Moses in regards to his people. It ain't because your righteousness, because Yah chose us, not you, us as a nation. Respect that. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And brother, I didn't mean to pull you out because you had your hand up. Don't take it the wrong way. But only thing I'm saying, we're just going to finish these studies. And Contreras is going to proceed to the last segment of the study, which is a very short one. And then we're gonna answer you because we always answer our people. Contreras, let me introduce your last segment of study. It's Psalm, Song, One and the Same, 131. And this song is by King Darwin. It's a simple trust in Yah, a holy trust in Yah, a holy reliance in Yah, and Yah alone. Not no red letter version, not your enemy's version, but a trust in Yah and his word. Praise Yah. And you can take it to the bank. Mose took it to the bank. You can take it to the bank also. Praise Yah. Cottrell, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank the writer. You didn't give the author of this song to us.
I said King David.
King David. Okay. Yes. Okay. You know, we love our King David.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a personal relationship with Yah, didn't he?
He certainly did. He certainly did.
All right.
We
should all have a personal relationship with Yah. And a universal, nationalistic relationship with Yah. Because we know the Prophet Moshe had a personal relationship with Yah, right?
Exactly.
But Moshe's concern was with what? Not himself, but with what? All of our people, the whole nation. And we all have to be like the Prophet Moshe. Don't be concerned with yourself. Especially if you have a personal relationship with Yah. And that's locked down. Go beyond that.
Yeah, I know you got me, but you got my people.
Exactly.
How many of us think like that? Yeah, I'm sorry.
We should, Cartrell. Not many, but we should.
Because I know y'all got me. I ain't worried about a thing. I ain't fearing no man. Right? Like Martin Luther King saying, I ain't fearing no man. My eyes have seen the glory of Yah. I ain't fearing no man. What can man do to me? But you know what my concern is, Yamsu?
What is that, my brother?
I know you got me, yeah. But you got all of our people. And will you turn all of them around? I want you, yeah, like you got me, to have all of your people. Shouldn't that be our desire?
It should be.
To know Yah like King David. How many of our people should have that relationship?
All of us, Cartrell.
All of us had that relationship with Yah. Do you think that we would be a superpower?
We certainly would be, brother.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. We will be the superpower nation that Yah is talking about. If all of us had that understanding. That's why he tells us, lean not upon your own understanding. Right? That's our wisdom. Praise Yah. Psalms 130. King David. Out of the depths have I cried to thee, Yah. What kind of depths was King David in? Was the depths that King David faced more than the depths that we face? Okay, I would say yes. Yah, I hear my voice. Why would King David say, Yah, I hear my voice? Did the Most High know King David's voice?
Yes, he did.
And he should know all of our voices individually and collectively, shouldn't he?
He certainly should.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. And we got to ask ourselves, is Yah hearing our prayers? Is Yah hearing our prayers? Does he know my voice? Does he know me? That's not even a question, because what did Yah say? What did Yah tell us? He said, I knew you before I placed you in your mother's womb, which means that Yah should know your voice, right?
He certainly should.
If you, Yah, should mark iniquities. How many of us got iniquities, Johnson?
All of us, Cadrell.
And King David asked the question, oh, Yah, who should stand? King David knew he had iniquity. He wasn't a completely righteous king. If you should mock me, Yah, I couldn't even stand before you. That's an admission that we all have to make, don't we?
Exactly.
All right, so King David made it. But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. Why did King David fear Yah? Because he knew that the Most High would forgive him if he acknowledged his sins and asked Yah for forgiveness, right?
Exactly.
That's why we went out for the day of repentance, not just for our individual iniquities and sins, but for the sins of our fathers and for the sins that we do every day. Somebody got to do it, right?
Exactly.
And all y'all reluctant Israelites that didn't want to go out there and ask Yah for forgiveness and forgive our fathers, shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. I wait for Yah. Are you waiting for Yah? Are you waiting for some Messiah? You waiting for Jesus Christ? Are you waiting for Yah? My soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. That's the beauty of the Real Talk with Real People show. Because we expose the word of Yah 5 nights a week. I don't know how many people are doing that, going from Bereshit to Malachi. But we're here for y'all so we can expose his word so that we have hope. It ain't about doom and gloom all the time. It ain't about judgment. We need to know the promises that Yah is making us for when we correct our lives. Right, Yamsu?
That's correct, my brother.
That's why we hope in his word. Because he said, if you do this, I'm going to do this for you. If you abandon iniquity and walk the path of righteousness like King David, you may be written in the book of life. and live forever and praise my name forever.
Exactly.
America is not giving you hope in their false dreams, in their false promises. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equals. You have the right to free speech. You have the right to carry firearms. No, we ain't hoping in that. Are you hoping in that?
No, certainly not. I'm hoping
in with the promise that the Most High gave us, because that's everlasting. You can't mess with everlasting. My soul waits for Yah more than that they that wait for the morning. How many people are waiting for the sun to come up tomorrow morning, Yahson?
A whole lot of people.
People in the hospital, all kind of sicknesses and diseases. They're hoping they can make it to tomorrow. And there's so many people out there that sunrise tomorrow, they ain't going to be here, right?
You're certainly correct, brother.
Oh, yeah. So what's your soul supposed to be doing? Your soul supposed to be waiting for Yah more than they that watch for morning. I say more than they that watch for morning. Let Israel hope in Yah. We got so many Israelites hoping in Jesus, hoping in Allah, hoping in Buddha. Where's our hope supposed to be, Yahshua?
And Yah, Kadriel. And Yah alone.
Well, with Yah, there is mercy. And with him is plenteous redemption. Do we need redemption? We ain't talking about the sure saint redemption. We're talking about Yah's redemption.
Yes, we certainly do, Kadriel.
And in redemption, that means that Yah's taking you back as his property. That's what it means. Did he choose us as a nation? Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And all these nations that we've been scattered into think that we are their property. Just like Pharaoh.
Yes. You're
letting them go. These Negroes are making me money. They're bringing me blessings. They belong to me. We don't belong to America. We don't belong to Britain. We don't belong to the universal white racial supremacist system of government. Who do we belong to?
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
An Eastern people under Western domination. And we don't want to be Western. We want to be Eastern. And Yah shall redeem Yisrael from all his iniquities. How many of us have iniquities?
All of us.
And will Yah redeem us from our iniquities?
Yes, he will, but you better be doing some good here. You better be working on yourself. Okay?
You got to know the codes. You got to know the codes. He ain't redeeming you just for redeeming you's sake.
Bro.
If you choose to walk the path of wickedness and iniquity, that's where you stuck at.
Yep. Well, right? It's basically this. You can't choose to march in the LGBTQ XYZ trying to get a true me parade and then think you're going to get some Yah's favor, okay? Stop it. That's what I'm saying.
The fact that Yah will redeem us means that we belong to Yah.
Exactly.
You belong to Yah. Your children belong to Yah. Your children's children belong to Yah. And guess what? His intention is to take back his property, which is us. He chose us as his nation, and he's going to take us back. Are we ready?
No, not yet.
Now, we better be ready. He's giving us the preparation.
You better be
ready. We serve Yah. We don't serve men. That's
right.
Our job on earth as the nation of Israel. We
Praise
serve Yah. We don't serve men.
Hallelujah.
Man serves Yah, and we are the vehicle. We are the vortex. We are the way in which all mankind can serve Yah. And we better know our roles because we are Yah's servants. That's why he's going to redeem us. Redemption doesn't come from Christianity. Sorry.
No, I'm not sorry. It doesn't. I'm not sorry in the least bit. You people need to know the truth. The whole truth is nothing but the truth. The word of Yah. I'm not sorry. Cartier is saying it as a figure of speech, and I know he's not sorry either. You need to know. All right. Cartier, thank you very much, my brother. All praise and blessings to Yah. Kadre, any closing remark? No, I got somebody hand up. We're going to close out in the short. Area code 248. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is open. Shalom. Area code 248. You take yourself off mute and your mic is open. I see your hand is up. Area code 248. Call in once. Call in twice. We call. Brother Cottrell, I'm going to leave that mic open. Do you have any closing remarks in the comments?
Can we see our prophet Moshe is dropping his jewels? And a lot of people focus on the New Testament and the Torah. But they study Dibarim. And with the Most High saying in the book of Dibarim. And also these Psalms that King David is writing. Because we need to know that we have a personal relationship with Yah, just like Moshe had. But we need to be focused on our people too. Because the Most High is not saving us individually. He's going to save us collectively. Lost 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. So pray for your people, pray for yourself, pray for your family, but pray for our people. All praise to the Holy One in Israel, God of our fathers, who wants to redeem us, take us back as his property. Praise Yah.
What my brother said, I'm with it 150%. I need to say any more. You've been studying with us on the Real Talk for Real People show. Bless and praise the holy name of Yah and pray for your people. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Flying lady.